studios that are in the third floor of a bank building overlooking downtown Sarasota. 941-373-1220. Glad to be here tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Once again, 941-373-1220. I should also mention that we are on Skype as well. And you can connect to us via the usual method on Skype, which is username lrn.fm. So feel free to ring us up there or again at 941-373-1220. Of course, plenty of stuff to talk about here this evening. I will be tweeting slash, I guess I'll be Facebooking because you can't put a picture on Twitter, but I'll be Facebooking a picture that I took today. We had talked last night about some of the changes that I had noticed having been living in New Hampshire for the last 6 years and coming back to the place of my birth now. And, you know, you see things that are different. Some buildings are changed and removed and added and stuff has been moved around. And, you know, there's more shopping now than ever. But some of the negatives that I noticed were that they have red light cameras.
Yeah, they've got that. Sure. Yeah.
And I remember there's an intersection near where I grew up, right over by the interstate here in Sarasota, that is a fairly popular intersection. And when I left here, I believe it had one camera at that intersection. And I think the camera was kind of, it was advertised. I remember there was a letter that was written to the editor of the newspaper asking about the purpose of that camera once upon a time, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer, it was like one of those question answer columns. You write us a question, we'll get the answer for you. And they contacted the Department of Transportation or whoever it was that was in charge of that. And their claim was, oh, this camera only exists to make sure that we can monitor the traffic status at the intersection. You know, we need to see if there's going to be some kind of a backup so we can do something about that, I guess. The idea was it was supposed to be for traffic monitoring, and that's all. Don't worry, your privacy will not be jeopardized. There's no tickets being written or anything like that. Everything's okay. It's just one camera. Well, now there are 8 cameras at that intersection. And I just was stopped at that intersection today, and I noticed all of the bevy of cameras across this strip. It looks like you're in some crazy Orwellian police state. And so I got my cell phone camera out and held it out the window and snapped a picture because it blew me away. 8 cameras, one facing literally in every direction, north, south. You know, there's 2 lanes both ways or multiple lanes both ways. And, you know, they had one camera to cover every single direction you could possibly go in and out of this intersection. Not to mention, likely they had cameras. I didn't, you know, like as far as the red light cameras. So I think they have traffic monitoring cameras, and they've got red light cameras, and there's cops everywhere. But gosh, it sure is pretty.
It sure is pretty, and the weather's nice.
So 941-373-1220.
Lots of things, lots of stores too. I mean, you know,
lots of
restaurants, lots of different kinds of food that you can have here in town. So I mean, you know, there's some really great stuff.
Yeah, that's, you know, if I've got one complaint about New Hampshire, it's the fact that it's just not very diverse. There just aren't a whole lot of folks there who, let's just say, aren't white. And that leads to there not being really...
I don't care what color they are, but I really like the idea of lots of different types of food. And usually, different colors come with different kinds of food,
that's
right?
That's exactly my point. And, you know, yeah, there's some Mexican places, but not that many. And you know, there's a little bit of ethnic food there, and what there is, I really appreciate and am glad that it's there. But New England kind of has a bland demeanor to it. They don't like colorful things. I remember there was a big controversy in Keene not long after we moved there about the a Mexican restaurant, actually, that opened up in downtown Keene called Pedraza's that had its building painted bright yellow. And people in the town were aghast at this, that how dare you? This
yellow paint.
This is New England, where we have everything. It must be brick.
Yes.
Everything
lots
must
and lots
be
of bricks. When
or
I moved
gray.
Up there, that was one of my main complaints.
Yeah.
There's just too many bricks.
But I do love New Hampshire, and it's such a neat place, and seasons are cool, and the freedom that we have there it's palpable in comparison to being in a place like this. So anyway, we're here. We'll take your calls, 941-373-1220. That takes you right here into the WSRQ studios, and we'll put you on the air about whatever's on your mind. Now, last night we had a story about a guy who is facing a felony charge here in Florida for releasing a balloon. And we talked about how ridiculous that was. But the ridiculous felonies continue tonight. This story coming from thesmokinggun.com. The married couple went to the movies Saturday night at a multiplex in Portage. That is Lindsay and Delilah Harbin. Portage, Indiana, where they watched Snitch, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. When the action flick ended, the Harbins exited Theater Number 13 and headed into Theater 15, where the zombie film Warm Bodies was about to start. The Harbins, however, had not purchased their $6.75 tickets to said second movie.
Now, this was something that was done, I must say, I have participated in this activity.
As a teenager?
I might have been striking the age of teen at that point, but...
You were possibly younger than a teenager?
I was probably my early teens.
Gotcha.
That I did something like this. I'm thinking quite young. And because one of the reasons is you want to be able to watch those rated R movies, and you can't get in. So, yeah, I'm certain I did this.
Yeah, it's a classic move. You buy a ticket to the G-rated film and then walk into the R-rated film.
Yeah.
Right. And as long as the movie's not sold out, most people will never know the difference.
Right. And, one has to question what has been stolen at that point, too, because, is it the money for the ticket? Well, I wouldn't have been able to buy the ticket in the first place. In this case, would these people have actually bought that second ticket? It's hard to say.
Well, I don't. The question I have is, how do they divvy up the cash? How does the money get, float around for these movies? I don't want to go out too much on a limb. If you work in the movie business, in the theater business, would love to hear from you. Is buying tickets at one movie versus another movie detrimental to the other movie? I mean, they certainly do total ticket sales, right? So there's somebody's reporting that stuff back. Ultimately, the theater's taking whatever it is that they take. They're probably making, I don't know, maybe they make different amounts on different movies depending on what they have to pay for the film. I don't know if they have to, rent. Do they rent the film canisters in those cases?
Ian,
I
don't know.
I think they might. This would be a good question for somebody who's worked in the business. What is the behind the scenes of the theater industry? How does all that work? Where does the money flow to and from? If you want to answer that question, 941-373-1220 is the number here tonight. So back to the story, though. So they went and saw one movie. They then went and decided they were going to have a double feature and went to another movie without going back out and buying the tickets to the extra movie. And according to the Portage Police Department report, that resulted in the duo's arrest for felony theft. Felony theft.
Felony.
What does it take to get a less than felony theft in Portage, Indiana, if not $13 worth of movie tickets or $14 worth of movie tickets?
Well, one of the problems with grand theft versus petty theft, is the... is this number. It used to be, as I recall, $300 or something like that in the early 90s. But $300 in the early 90s is worth three times what it is today. So if these laws have remained the same, then, $300, it doesn't buy what it did back in the early 90s.
I see what you're saying. The threshold is getting lower without them lowering it on purpose.
That's a real problem. I can't say what grand theft is everywhere, but this is ridiculous. This doesn't to me even rise to the level of petty theft.
It absolutely is.
This is an offense that should have these people kicked out of the movie theater, is what I call this.
They should pay restitution to the theater, and that should be the end of the story. Going to prison?
The restitution at that point, by the way, is can't be more than $10 the way I see it.
Well, it was $14 worth of movie tickets, so I would say the restitution... Oh, you mean in addition to the tickets?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, two off-duty cops were working security at the Portage 16 IMAX. They were standing outside the theater as Snitch was letting out. One officer reported alerting to Lindsay Harbin, age 49, due to his very colorful clothing, white vest, white dress pants, and a bright red shirt. The second cop advised that he thought the Harbins had previously attempted to sneak into movies without paying for tickets. After the cops could not locate the Harbins in the hallway, they canvassed surrounding theaters and found the couple waiting for Warm Bodies to begin. After previews had ended and the movie started, the officers approached the Harbins and requested they exit the theater. When asked for their ticket stubs, we'll continue the story in a moment. Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends tomorrow at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Not something you normally expect to see an adult doing, which is going from one movie theater and hopping to another after having seen one movie and then going to watch another one immediately thereafter and not paying for a ticket. But in the case in Portage, Indiana that we're discussing here, it did happen. And the people in this case were charged with felonies for essentially stealing $7 movie tickets worth of a product. We'll continue the story here in moments. Take your thoughts as well. 941-373-1220 is the number. That's 941-373-1220. It is Free Talk Live, and with you here, it's Ian
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so you can click and download and get as many episodes of the show on your computer, your MP3 player, or wherever it is you want them. You can get as many as you want for free. It costs you nothing but the time it takes to go and click and download over at freetalklive.com. You can go all the way back for years' worth of the program, all the way back to late 2006. Plus, you can also access the archives through our SoundCloud page, which is available for you at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And if you're already over at freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share, and you'll find our SoundCloud link there, which actually gives you access to more than just those years' worth of archives. It also gives you Edgington Post episodes, interviews, and more. So once again, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the show.
Hi, the phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. They've been advertisers with us for a very long time. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. And, you know, the founder of SACL CAI, excuse me, the principal over at SACL CAI, he's a big supporter of the ideas of liberty. His dad actually founded the company. Jason Osborne. He's off in New Hampshire holding down the fort in the free state, but while we're down here in Florida. But if you got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, check out SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll continue the theater hopping story here in moments. We've actually got Kevin on the line, and Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, guys. How you guys doing tonight?
Good to have you here, Kevin. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind tonight is Derek Jay's victimless crime spree. Just received it in the mail here over the weekend, and I just finally got around to posting my review online here on Amazon just a couple hours ago.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you're talking about the Director's Cut DVD, which is chock full of bonus features and things like that, and we've got the cost down to below $10 for the DVD. So were you the first to actually review the DVD? Because Amazon had about 13, last time I checked several days ago, it had 13 reviews of just the movie because all those reviews were posted before the DVD's release. So were you the first to actually review the disc?
I believe so, yes.
Congrats. So what do you give us the truncated version, the executive summary of what you thought about the DVD.
Man, I loved it, man. The only thing... I was looking forward to watching a lot of the extra footage, but apparently you got to put that on a computer. I wasn't aware of that. But
yep.
Other than that though, I enjoyed everything. I really liked how you guys redid the music and everything with the and all that, and I loved it, man.
Well, let me explain something about why you have to put it in the computer. This was a process where we had to decide in the decision-making phase of how to make this DVD. You only have so much space with which to work, and on a DVD you either have a single-layer disc or a dual-layer disc. We were able to get the distributor to agree to a dual-layer disc, which means that we got twice the room. Regular DVDs, only about 4.5 gigs. So this gave us about 8 gigs to work with. And there's different encoding methods for video, and the standard DVD encoding method is MPEG-2. So you can't have video on a DVD that plays in a DVD player encoded as anything but MPEG-2. And MPEG-2 is an old standard from, like, the mid-1990s. They have MPEG-4 now, and MPEG-4 is much better. You can encode video at a much better rate and get better results out of it. So if we were to put video on the disc at the old with the old standard, it would only mean we could add in maybe another hour and a half worth of bonus footage onto the video, which would have meant we would have had to have cut out something like 5 hours of bonus footage. So it was really difficult to decide that. I mean, we went through and we thought, well, we could cut this, we could cut this. But then we really were paring down the disc to only having a few extra scenes on there. And I didn't want to do that because there was just so much that happened in the year-long period of time that Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree chronicles, and for those that don't know, it's a movie I executive produced about our friend Derek Jay, an activist who moved to Keene back in 2011 and promptly was arrested 5 times for various instances of civil disobedience, all of it caught on video, and it makes for a really great documentary. But there was so much that went on outside of the movie. Not only were there a lot of scenes that were used in the movie that you didn't get to see the full scope of, but there were also a number of scenes that you didn't get to see in the movie at all, and had we not put those on that extra layer as MPEG-4 files that are only accessible from a computer, then it never really, I don't think it would have been as good or as complete of an experience. So there are actually these days a lot of DVD drives or Blu-ray drives especially have the ability to read MPEG-4 files. So you may not actually need a computer to go into this. You know how, like, in your car you can take an MP3 CD and put that in most car CD players, unless it was manufactured before the year 2002 or something like that, and it can read those MP3s and play them back? Well, a lot of Blu-ray and DVD players that are released these days have that ability. You can put a disc full of MPEG-4s into your player, and they should be able to still be played through most newer Blu-ray or DVD players, as I understand it. So, on one hand, I'm sorry that it wasn't as easy to access those things, but they are bonuses, and it does say on the back of the disc box that it is for your computer. At least that portion is. So I don't feel like we misrepresented that.
He didn't claim that, Ian. He was just surprised.
No. I'd say he definitely made the right choice there. Definitely contained, all the footage. So,
Did you get a chance to explore any of that bonus footage?
Not yet. I threw it on my PlayStation this morning, and I rewatched it really quick before I wrote the review. And I haven't quite gotten the chance to plug it into a computer yet.
Well, I'm curious. I mean, the PlayStation is essentially a computer, so I wonder if you can play those files off of the PlayStation. I wouldn't.
I tried going to the bonus area, and it said, I had to be played from a computer. So
right.
I probably just have an older version of the PlayStation. So.
All right. Well, I appreciate you posting the review over at Amazon. And for anybody that would like to, you can go to order.victimlesscrimesfree.com. You can pick up your copy. That takes you right to the Amazon page. And anything else you want to comment on?
I saw a news story today out of Oregon, claiming that they're trying to pass legislation requiring the Pledge of Allegiance and an American flag to be required to be recited every single day.
Whoa.
And they want to make that into law down there.
And are we talking about for government school?
Government schools, yes.
Appreciate the heads up on that. We'll look around, and thanks for Kevin. Appreciate hearing from you.
To me, the Pledge of Allegiance and the American flag are really, nothing but religious symbols. The flag is a graven image, as described in the Ten Commandments. It is it's the image of a nation. And what is a nation? A nation's an idea.
It's imaginary.
It's a philosophy. It's an imaginary thing. So, when you pledge allegiance to imaginary things, what do you call that but prayer?
Indeed. And we will come back with more. You can bring up anything you want. We'll continue the movie sneaking story where a couple has been charged with felony theft for stealing a $7 movie ticket. The number here is not toll-free. It is long distance. 941-373-1220. That's because we're in Sarasota at the WSRQ studios. 941-373-1220. More coming up.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
witness an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. 1220. The number's different because we're in a different place. We're in Sarasota, Florida tonight at the WSRQ studios. And we'll continue to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. You don't have to talk about felony theft for sneaking into a movie. We'll continue that story here in a few moments. But we'll also want to remind you that Free Talk Live has a website, and there are lots of great features on that site. One of those features is something that actually allows you to listen to the program in a variety of different ways. The broadband stream is available, the mid-band and the narrowband streams. These are all different ways for you to tune in 24/7 to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. And in addition to that, we've got over 100 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. Plus, we're on XM Satellite Radio all 7 nights per week. We're also on the Bitcoin free-to-air channel in North America and Central America. Details on all of those choices are available to you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project has been an advertiser with Free Talk Live for a very long time. If you're looking to find more liberty in your lifetime, well, the Free State Project's the place to go to do it. Free State Projects is an idea to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to one state. Because, frankly, the ideas of human freedom are interesting, and many people like them, but they're very difficult to try out. They're hard to try because, well, your neighbors and your friends and oftentimes your family and the people who live in the same town, they don't have the same ideas. So if we can get enough people in one place, then maybe we'll get a critical mass to actually see more of these ideas put into play and see how they work. Because people tell you all the time, oh, no, that can't work. You can't have more human freedom. That'd be a terrible thing. So let's see. Let's just go ahead and see. The Free State Project, that's the way to go about it. FreeStateProject.org.
Indeed. So the news is out of Portage, Indiana, where a couple in their 40s decided they were going to go see a couple of movies. They purchased tickets to the first film and then decided they were going to make it a double feature without going back out and paying for the tickets the second time. So, yeah, tacky move and kind of shifty. It's definitely stealing. But should it be a felony charge? In Indiana, apparently it is. And actually, Mark, I did a little bit further digging into this, looking at the Indiana statutes, and discovered that Indiana doesn't have a non-felony theft charge.
Wow.
You cannot steal something in Indiana and get less than a felony charge.
Bubblegum.
You can either get a, right, you can either get a Class D felony, or you can get a Class C felony for theft. And the Class C felony is a minimum sentence of 2 years. Minimum sentence of 2 years. Class D felony is a minimum sentence of 1/2 a year.
A felony that with a half-year sentence. Interesting.
That's
usually
right.
Felonies are
3 years.
One year is the minimum usually for felonies.
So, you know, it sounds like the Class D felony is definitely the least serious of their felony charges, but it's still a felony. And, you know, in a lot of cases, if you are a felon,
makes getting some jobs a difficult thing to do.
Not only can you not get a job, but you probably can't carry a firearm
right.
or any kind of weapon.
I can't carry
ever.
A firearm because I went into a second movie or something.
In a lot of cases, you can't even vote. Am I right about that?
Now, it depends on the state.
As I said, in a lot of cases.
In some cases. It's a lot of cases, there's certainly some. I'm just wondering, you know, this is really weird. Surely they don't charge everybody who's charged with stealing and in something in Indiana with a felony. I mean, there's nothing to plead down to. It just doesn't make any sense to me. This is really weird.
I don't want to claim to be an expert on Indiana law here, but I did go and search for theft in their statutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Chapter 4 is the theft chapter. And, you know, you look down under theft, and it says a person who knowingly or intentionally exerts unauthorized control over property of another person with intent to deprive the other person of any part of its value or use commits theft, a Class D felony. However, the offense is a Class C felony if, and then they go through a few different qualifiers that would make it from a Class D to a Class C, like if the property value is at least $100,000. So, you know, there's a couple of other factors as far as, well, if you take something from a hospital or a telecommunications provider, public utility, or a key facility, or it relates to public safety, or relates to transportation safety. These are the things that will make it from a Class D felony into a Class C felony and increase the possible amount of prison time.
Okay.
But there aren't any mitigating factors as far as, you know, could this be something less than a Class D felony? I don't see it here.
It's weird.
This is the section about theft. If you keep reading, they then give you the details on receiving property. So there's the theft portion
right.
and then the receiving stolen property. Also a Class D felony. So if someone sells you something that's stolen and you accept it from
knowingly.
Them. Knowingly. Knowingly or intentionally, then that's a Class D felony. And then it goes on to talk about dealing in altered property, auto theft, receiving stolen auto parts. It's all Class D felonies, man.
Okay.
So
okay.
anybody who steals
that
anything,
doesn't make any sense to me.
Right, anyone who steals anything in Indiana gets caught for it is going to be a felon for the rest of their lives. And I agree with you. That's just nuts.
I'm not going to claim that's true, but if what you're saying is true, it's outrageous.
That is my layman's analysis of the statutes as I'm reading them from in.gov.
Okay.
So, anyway, back to the story here, where this couple tried to sneak into a zombie movie called Warm Bodies. They were pulled out of the theater by off-duty police officers working security. When asked for their ticket stubs, the Harbins came up empty. "I know we done wrong," said Delilah Harbin, age 40. The pair reportedly advised they had snuck into movies at this movie complex 3 to 4 other times. The Harbins...
Not a good time, but by the way... When speaking to law enforcement officers, don't admit to crimes.
Generally good advice, Mark. The Harbins, who live in nearby Gary, Indiana, also claimed they were at a funeral all day and were just not thinking correctly. But apparently they weren't thinking correctly the 3 or 4 other times when they had also committed a similar act. The duo was taken into custody without incident, reported to the Porter County Jail, where they were booked on the felony count and later released on their own recognizance. So if you're getting released on recognizance, that means this obviously isn't a
felony charge.
Right, a serious charge. But at the same time, it's hard for a felony to not look serious.
Yeah, I don't understand as far as the felony goes. I mean, there's got to be something to this that I'm not hearing.
Well, feel free to try to figure that out, Mark, because okay. I've done, you know, as much research as I can on the breaks here about this and was not able to find any indicator that theft in any way, shape, or form cannot be considered a felony. Maybe there's some other charge they could break this down to. You know, there's some lesser charge that
doesn't
actually have to do with theft. But in the theft portion of the statutes, they're all felonies. And by the way, I think it's interesting that, you know, if you go into a movie theater and you don't keep your ticket stub, let's just say you walk past the ticket taker person, the ticket taker takes half your ticket stub, tells you which theater to go into, and then before you go into the theater, you just toss the rest of the ticket in the garbage. And then some butler comes, or whatever they call it, what do they call the person walking through the theater? Not bellhop, bar, usher, that's what I'm looking for. So the usher comes and asks you for your ticket stub. Shouldn't the most they're able to do at that point is just kick you out of the theater? I mean, because you could claim, hey, I had the ticket stub, but I lost it. You know, you might have put it in a pocket you forgot about.
Unless you go and claim that you've done this several times.
Or die. Right. So I feel like they really did do themselves some serious damage here by admitting to the crime. Not only admitting to this crime, but admitting to the others. I mean, had they just played it off like, oh, man, where's our stub? And I'm not saying that you know, if you've committed a crime that you should get away with it, but... This isn't really that much of a crime. $7 isn't a serious crime that really anybody will pay attention to. This isn't even worth the price of litigation, whatever that price is. It's not worth hiring an attorney. It's not worth even the gas it would take to go to a courtroom. Your thoughts are welcome at 941-373-1220. There's 941-3.
It looks like under Indiana Code 3543-4-3 that a person who knowingly or intentionally exerts unauthorized control over property of another commits a criminal conversion, a Class A misdemeanor.
Hmm.
Now, that offense is maybe that's just for cars. I'm not 100% sure.
All right, we're going to come back with more. 941-373-1220. Your thoughts. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 941-373-1220. Maybe you've got some thoughts on people being charged with theft in Indiana because they went into a movie without permission.
Felony theft.
Felony theft, yep. And then, Mark, you brought up this conversion statute, which seems to resemble the theft statute, but we'll dig in further to see what the difference is here in moments. Once again, the number is 941-373-1220. Let's go to the phones first here, and don't forget you can visit us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. You're going to get stuff anyway for life, so you might as well get it through that link because it's the same great Amazon prices and selection, the same great free Super Saver shipping and all of the stuff you're used to, the reviews and everything from Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link. So once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Now, we actually have Jillian on the line in California, who we had the pleasure of meeting over the weekend at the Liberty Forum. She is Jillian of Stateless Suites. And, Jillian, good evening.
Good evening.
Or I guess good afternoon for you. Still the afternoon out on the West Coast. Did you have a good time, by the way, at the Liberty Forum? I know that's not the reason you called tonight, but was it a good time?
I had a blast. I had a wonderful time. I can't wait to get back there.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun to be around people who actually care about freedom, and I think very empowering, and it's fun to really kind of get a feel for what things could be like if only enough liberty-minded folks would come together, as they are for the Free State Project, but I just wish they'd do it sooner rather than later. So it was great to see you this weekend, and of course you brought up a bunch of your Stateless Suites and promptly just about sold out, as I understand it, right?
Yes, everything was sold out. It was great. It went pretty quickly. I think Saturday afternoon, about 90% of everything was gone. So
wow. So
yeah.
There was a reason, though, you were calling tonight, and tell me what that was.
Yeah, actually, on my way back from Liberty Forum, found out that I got my court date or my court information in the mail about my arrest in Texas last year in June.
Now, you were traveling across the country, and, I guess you were pulled over in Texas, and somehow or another they claimed to have found something illegal in your car. Is that right?
Right. I was allegedly had possession of hashish that I was charged with.
Okay. So yeah. What are they got a court date? Do you have a lawyer for this?
And this is a felony charge, by the way, correct?
Yeah, so a third-degree felony, as those were the charges. The court date's the 21st, so I promptly called a lawyer today, especially since I was able to gather the funds for that because of Liberty Forum.
Good.
And the lawyer comforted me a bit, said there's a 99% chance that basically all they want is $1,000 from me, and they'll reduce it to a misdemeanor.
So what are you paying the lawyer for, then?
$2,500, yeah, just to, I guess, do all that work for me.
Great.
Well, that's good news, I suppose. I mean, he seems pretty confident about that. So
anytime not spent in a jail cell is good time. I got you on that one. But, just some of these situations, you wonder whether, how much money you're spending on the attorneys. You just don't know whether you're getting it coming or going with these with the attorneys, because it seems like the whole legal system is set up in order by attorneys in order to pay other attorneys. It's like they're just trying to grow the pot, and in the process, everybody gets paid.
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. But, I have a 7-year-old son, so I just wanted to be safe and try not have to be in jail for any longer than they already put me in that cage. So.
Yeah, and you
How
were
long
helped.
Did you spend in that cage?
It was almost a full day, and I was in solitary for something like 8 hours of it.
Not pleasant.
So, no.
So, And when you were held in solitary, they claimed it was because you actually had friends on the outside, like the guys from copblock.org and other activists from around the country who were calling to demand your release, and they actually ended up punishing you even further because of that, supposedly.
Yes, there were remarks when I was being dressed that they were going to be putting me in solitary because of those phone calls, because they were annoyed by phone calls from my friends. So.
Wow. You know, in some cases, these phone calls have been very helpful to people in jail. In other cases, I guess, not so helpful.
Yeah. I mean, it was still a comfort to me, though, just knowing that everybody was there.
Yeah, it is nice to know that people care about you on the outside when you're in a place like that, because they say that when you're in jail, you find out who your real friends are. So you knew that you had a lot of friends in that case. And in some cases, they were friends you didn't even know you had, people that you probably never met before. So.
Yeah.
Keep us in the loop, Jillian, and tell me, while you're here, tell us what's going on at statelesssweets.com.
We're just staying busy and hoping to get a little bit busier so I can actually move to New Hampshire this year, because it seems like these lawyer fees and the court costs may be delaying that again, and it's kind of disappointing me at this time.
It doesn't stop. How about those paleo, you have like paleo versions and diabetic versions of candy. How are those selling? I mean, is that a segment that for you that's really growing?
It is. People are really excited about that, especially since they don't really taste like diet candy. So it's really nice to see the feedback there.
Yeah, I had one of them, and it was really good.
Candy. Yeah, people getting to eat candy for the first time in a long time.
That's exciting.
So, that's just nice. Yeah.
Cool. Jillian, thanks for the call and the update. Hope that things go well down south for you, and appreciate the call tonight. So, our number again, 941-373-1220. By the way, the felony charge she was talking about in Texas, I looked that one up, the third-degree felony, I think she said it was. An individual adjudicated or judged rather guilty of a felony of the third degree shall be punished by imprisonment in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for any term of not more than 10 years or less than 2. In addition to that, the fine is not to exceed $10,000. So she's facing up to $10,000, 2 to 10 years in prison if she, is found guilty.
That is that. Yeah.
All for a little bit of hashish,
and
allegedly.
And taking it to court and fighting it. You know, you just go ahead and roll over and take the plea bargain, we'll give you a nice little misdemeanor.
$1,000, you can go home.
And this, it goes to show the strong-arming that goes into this. I mean, let's say for a second this wasn't hashish. I don't know. But do you think anybody in Texas history has ever been charged for something that wasn't true?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put good money that there's an innocent person has gone to jail in every state of the union.
I'll put good money on that. Not only people gone to jail, but a lot more people have pled guilty to crimes they didn't commit, just so they didn't have to keep going to court.
That's the point I'm trying to make on this one. Is that when they make a trial the difficult to so scary to take, then people are just going to go ahead and roll over and take anything. All they want to do is make it go away. At that point, the individual, it doesn't really matter. Look, I don't care whether I did this or not. I don't care about justice. I just want to make it go away. If there's a right sentence to incarcerate someone for a crime, then that's the amount of time the person needs to go to jail for whatever that crime is. They shouldn't be giving that person half the time, because half the time isn't the right amount. It's not the amount of time that's going to make them, better, or correct them, or fix them, or rehabilitate them, or whatever. Now, I don't think anybody listening to my voice really believes that, jail is a very effective form of correcting anyone, but the idea is the court system. This is the lie that they pass off as the truth. So, if you're giving out a plea bargain, this is why I just don't think plea bargains should exist. Mm-hmm. In the absence of plea bargains, we would send the guilty people to jail, and we would put to work the bureaucrats who were supposed to be sending guilty people to jail through trial. They're supposed to be taking people to trial, giving them a fair trial. That's what this country was founded upon, the idea of a fair trial. Sorry, it's just not happening anymore. It's gone. That little piece disappeared. Far fewer than 1% of arrests ends up in trial. That's what we have now. We have an industry of incarcerating people or fining people. We don't have a judicial system.
I tend to agree with you about not having the plea deal, but I also feel like, while you've got a whole boatload of non-crimes out there, it does give people an out to where, if you do get caught with over X amount of marijuana, it can be plead down to something less and you can make it go away.
I'm with you that there shouldn't be, no one should be incarcerated that has not harmed anyone. And by harm, I mean physical harm. I don't think thieves that are willing to work with their victims in some way should be incarcerated or anything like that. Or people that have been drunk driving and didn't hurt anyone, I don't think they should be incarcerated either. Mm-hmm. I think that incarceration should be reserved only for people that have physically hurt other people. And but I also think that if you were to get rid of the plea bargain system, likely the court system would be so overloaded that they would cease going after people have not harmed others. Now, that's not my goal. That wouldn't be the direction I would want to take it.
Or they could build a bunch of new courthouses.
They could do that too, but I just don't. We can't afford it. It's not possible.
941-373-1220. That is a number that allows you to connect with us here throughout the week. We'll be at that number and also on Skype still with the regular username of lrn.fm. You can still connect to us there. There's more coming up. Also, we'll talk more about this conversion charge. What is it? I've never heard of it before, Mark. I don't think you had either. So we'll talk more about that and take your calls about anything coming up.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.